Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Persistence is a partisan political memoir and organizing account centered on Scott Pressler, a conservative activist associated with city cleanups, Republican voter registration drives, and early voting efforts, published under the War Room Books imprint. The book presents Pressler as a field organizer who moved from visible community service projects into a sustained campaign to expand Republican voter rolls and turnout capacity. Its purpose is not to offer a neutral study of elections, but to explain a model of activism built around persistence, volunteer recruitment, public visibility, and targeted work in competitive states. The book is especially concerned with the claim that voter registration and early vote operations, often perceived as democratic strengths, can be adapted by Republicans when treated as continuous civic infrastructure rather than short election season activity. As a result, it fits between memoir, campaign manual, and movement literature, with its strongest appeal to readers interested in grassroots conservative politics. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, city cleanups as the public foundation for political organizing. One of the distinctive elements of the Persistence is its link between highly visible community cleanup work and later electoral organizing. Pressler became known for organizing volunteers to remove trash from neglected urban areas, including cities often used in conservative commentary as examples of civic decline. The book frames these projects as more than symbolic acts. They function as entry points for meeting residents, attracting volunteers, generating media attention, and demonstrating that activism can begin with practical service rather than formal party machinery. This matters because voter registration depends on trust and repeated contact. A cleanup event gives organizers a non-traditional reason to enter a community, speak with people face-to-face, and create a record of action before asking for political support. The approach also reinforces the book title Persistence is presented not as a private virtue but as a visible, repeatable method. In this framework, cleaning streets is a form of political communication. It signals competence, seriousness, and willingness to do ordinary labor. The limitation is that such acts can be read through a partisan lens, but the mechanism is still clear. Community service becomes a bridge to recruitment, reputation, and electoral engagement. Secondly, reclaiming voter registration as a continuous Republican project. The central strategic argument of the book is that Republicans should treat voter registration as a permanent organizing priority rather than an occasional campaign task. Pressler presents the democratic advantage in registration infrastructure as something built through repetition, institutional patience, and cultural normalization. His response is to make registration a year-round activity connected to public events, local meetings, online mobilization, and state-level targeting. The book emphasizes that voter registration is not simply paperwork. It is the first stage of political relationship building. A new registrant must understand deadlines, party affiliation rules, primary participation, early voting procedures, and ballot return requirements where applicable. That makes the organizer role broader than persuasion. It includes education, follow-up, and reducing friction. This topic is important because it shifts attention away from speeches and messaging toward the mechanics that convert sympathy into counted votes. The book also challenges older Republican hesitation around early voting and mail voting by presenting these methods as tools that should not be surrendered to opponents. Whether readers agree with its partisan goals or not, the organizing lesson is concrete registration advantages are built through durable systems, not last-minute enthusiasm. Thirdly, battleground targeting through counties, margins, and local habits. The Persistence gives particular weight to the geography of elections. Rather than treating national politics as a single audience, the book highlights the importance of states and counties where small registration and turnout changes can affect larger outcomes. Pennsylvania and Florida are commonly associated with Pressler public work, and the book positions such places as examples of why local registration trends matter. The logic is straightforward: presidential elections, statewide judicial races, and congressional balance can hinge on narrow margins. So organizers must understand where new registrants are most likely to alter the electorate. This requires more than visiting friendly areas. It involves identifying counties with shifting party balances, suburban or exurban movement, working class realignment, and populations that may not be reached by conventional campaign advertising. The book also stresses that fieldwork has to adapt to local rules and local culture. A registration table, door-knocking plan, or early vote training session must fit the legal environment and the habits of voters in that area. This county-based perspective is one reason the book differs from purely ideological political writing. Its focus is operational: where to go, why that place matters, and how repeated contact can influence the margin. Fourthly, volunteer networks built through travel, repetition, and digital visibility. A major theme in the book is the conversion of online attention into offline labor. Pressler is a social media visible activist, but the Persistence treats digital reach as useful only when it produces volunteers, donors, event attendance, and direct voter contact. The model described depends on a network of supporters willing to travel, staff tables, knock doors, attend trainings, and repeat relatively unglamorous tasks. This is significant because modern political commentary often rewards performance more than fieldwork. The book argues, implicitly and directly, that the two can be connected. Publicity creates momentum, but momentum must be routed into structured activity. Volunteer networks also require morale. The title concept of persistence applies to the repeated nature of the work, including returning to the same communities, following registration deadlines, and continuing after media attention fades. The book presents Pressler as a central node in this network, but the broader lesson is organizational. Movements need recognizable figures, yet they also need routines that allow people with limited time to contribute. The strength of this model is scalability through enthusiasm and visibility. Its vulnerability is dependence on personal charisma and the challenge of maintaining discipline across dispersed volunteer groups. Lastly, partisan utility, ethical scrutiny, and the limits of movement literature, the Persistence is best read with awareness of its genre and political commitments. It is not designed as a detached political science study, and its interpretation of events is aligned with conservative and pro-Trump activism. That gives the book practical clarity for readers inside that movement, but it also narrows its appeal for readers seeking nonpartisan election analysis. The tactics discussed around registration, early voting, and ballot collection exist within legal and ethical debates that vary by state. The book urges Republicans to compete in areas where Democrats have historically invested, but any reader should separate lawful voter assistance from rhetoric that can inflame distrust in elections. Another limitation of movement literature is its tendency to emphasize victories, discipline, and heroic persistence while giving less space to failed experiments, internal disagreements, or unintended consequences. Even so, the book remains valuable as a case study in how contemporary activism blends public service, media presence, donor support, and electoral mechanics. Its usefulness depends on how critically it is read. Supporters may treat it as a manual, opponents may treat it as a warning, and neutral analysts can treat it as evidence of how ground operations are being reimagined in polarized politics. In conclusion, The Persistence is most relevant for conservative activists, Republican campaign volunteers, local party organizers, political communication students, and readers interested in how modern field operations are built outside traditional party offices. Its practical value lies in showing that voter registration, early vote education, and volunteer recruitment can be treated as continuous infrastructure rather than short-term campaign accessories. Readers can take away concrete organizing principles, make civic presence visible, choose locations strategically, translate online attention into fieldwork, and reduce procedural barriers for potential voters. Its intellectual value is different, but still important. The book illustrates how partisan movements frame service, identity, and electoral mechanics as one integrated project, compared with many campaign memoirs. It stands out because it is less focused on consultants, polling, or candidate biography and more focused on the ground-level tasks that precede turnout. Compared with general grassroots organizing books, it is more explicitly tied to Republican voter registration and the Trump-era realignment. That specificity is both its strength and its constraint. Readers outside its political audience may find the tone partisan, yet they can still learn how activism becomes durable when it is attached to repeatable routines. The book stands out because it treats registration work as a cultural and logistical movement, not merely an administrative step. If you would like to support Scott Pressler, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.